So I'll be talking a lot more in today's Fireside Chat about the importance of neuroplasticity and what it means. For the sake of the meditation, what it's important to remember is that neuroscience has now shown that wherever you put your attention and your focus in life actually rewires your brain. And so if you are able to savor and take in the good experiences in your life a little more deeply, you're going to create new neural pathways in your brain that make it easier and easier for you to feel more happiness and more joy and more positive emotions going forward. So it's actually among the top five personal growth methods that PhD Rick Hansen recommends for people of all ages to become more resilient, confident, and happy. There's three simple steps to help you take in the good that we'll be doing in today's guided meditation. So start off by sitting comfortably on a chair or on the floor. Allow your eyes to gently close. Start to tune in to the rise and fall of your chest or belly as you inhale and exhale. Keeping your attention, your focus on the breath, allowing the breath to breathe you. And also allowing the corners of your mouth to turn up just slightly. So we'll be doing three simple practices to help you take in and savor the good in life so that you can cultivate more joy. The first step is to turn good facts into good experiences. So what does that mean? Good facts include positive events like having a good conversation with a friend or the taste of a nice cup of tea or coffee in the morning or getting an unexpected compliment. These also include positive aspects of the world and of yourself. So when you notice something good throughout your day, the practice is to let yourself feel good about it. Think of it like you wouldn't just look at a good meal, you want to really enjoy it and savor it. So let's try that for a moment right now. I'd like for you to think of a good event that happened in your life today. Something that you can be grateful for or feel joy about. Maybe you had a good tasting meal or savored a good cup of tea or coffee. You enjoyed a little walk to work and noticed your surroundings. So think of a good event that happened today. The laughter of a child, a hug goodbye, someone at the security desk greeting you with a smile. Nothing is too small or too big. Simply find an example and then take it in. We'll do that for about 30 seconds now. Sometimes, if your mind wants to jump away from the example, you can deepen in by saying something like, I'm so lucky that. I'm so lucky I have a friendly security guard who works in my building and always greets me. Isn't it nice that? So see if you can take a positive event, either that happened to you or in the world in general, and turn it into a good experience that you can feel inside your body as you experience it and savor it now. So I'd like for you now to call to mind a happy or joyful memory anything from your past that's simple and brings you happiness and joy when you think of it. And now you're going to really enjoy and savor the experience instead of getting distracted by something else. So if you can, sense that experience filling your body, becoming a rich experience. Perhaps calling to mind different details from the experience through all of your senses. What did it sound like? What did it smell like? What did it feel like to be in that positive experience? As Mark Lewis and other researchers have shown, the longer that something is held in awareness, and the more emotionally stimulating it is, the more neurons that fire and thus wire together, and the stronger the trace in memory. So take in this positive experience and fill yourself up with it. Allow yourself to savor it using all of your senses right now for another 20 seconds or so. Now, lastly, the third step to cultivating joy and taking in the good is to really intend and sense that that good experience is sinking into you. And people do this in different ways. Some feel it in their body, like a warm glow spreading through their chest, or like a warm cup of hot chocolate on a cold day. Other people visualize things like a golden light or golden syrup sinking down inside, filling every cell of your being. I like to visualize or imagine a golden light filling the nucleus of all the cells of my body with this happy, joyful, good feeling. If you want, you can even imagine or visualize that you're bringing these good feelings and this soothing emotion to old places of hurt, filling in old holes of loss or sadness or yearning. Or you might also simply know conceptually that while this good experience is held in your awareness, your neurons are firing busily away and gradually wiring together. Some people like to visualize or imagine the neurons in their brain wiring together, strengthening these connections to feel joy, to cultivate the good, to take it in and really savor it. So do whatever works best for you to intend and sense that this good experience is sinking into you on a deeper level. Each time you do this practice, it will add up, gradually expanding and weaving together these positive experiences into the fabric and the neuroplasticity of your brain and yourself, so that over time, it becomes easier and easier to feel happiness and joy and to notice all the goodness that's available to you in life. Thank you for joining me today. And as you go about the rest of your day, remember to take in the good. Notice all the good events and experiences that surround you. Namaste.